Welcome into the podcast again, man. We got an exciting show for you today. We're going to talk about some Christmas gifts with that guy right over there. Mr. Rothmeyer's in the house. Hey. How you doing, Keith? You're here as well.
What's up, guys?
We're ready to talk holiday stuff, camping stuff, special stuff, Festivus.
Okay. Oh, hey, I like the Parts Counter Gurus sticker on the...
Thanks, man. What? It's a last minute custom fit.
I've never seen a blue Santa hat, though. What's up with that?
Well, you know, being a specific football fan, I acquired those one year at a football game. So there you go. Just take a guess at who it might be.
I'm going to guess the Smurfs.
Yes, that's them. I'll say this right now. They have a winning record right now. They are one of the hottest teams in the league right now, just saying so. And no, it ain't them Chargers.
The Swamp Pythons?
Yeah, that's them.
Football, that's a...
Yeah, see, you're not a football fan, are you, Keith?
It's the round ball, or is that the other one?
It's the other one.
It's the triangle-shaped one?
Yeah, yeah. It's just the one they just kind of, you know, they put hands up under each other and, you know, swap stuff, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what are we talking about today, before I just start randomly talking about...
Well, we asked Rothmeyer to put together a nice little Christmas gift list for camping, for those camping enthusiasts out there. He was kind enough to do that. I've looked over them. There's some pretty awesome stuff. I may have to purchase a few of those items myself. There's some things that are not on there that he told me that I needed to buy before I even get out there and go camping with him. And I'm eager to do that. I have bailed on him twice now. I'm sure he's starting to lose some faith in me, but we'll get there. I think I'm holding out for the snow, man. That's what I'm holding out
for. Yeah. I think it's coming.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's a nice, anyway, we got a nice list, and we'll talk about each of those. But Rothmeyer, how's it been going? What have you been up to? What's going on?
It's been good. I've been out on Baker Lake past a couple trips. Weather's been stellar. You know, cold-ish, but not all that cold. So,
well, you guys in the PNW, you can kind of camp year-round.
That's true. For
Whereas
sure.
Because it's like, you say cold, you mean like what? Like at the altitude you're at now.
Oh, right. I'd say when it gets down to 30, I'll call that cold.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and we'll, you know, we've talked about a couple of things in the last podcast that prevents you from really getting cold, though, with the Teton sleeping bag and a few other items. You turn me on to some socks that I need to buy. I haven't purchased those yet, but...
Oh, yeah.
Here in the South, it's been in the 20s, so it's kind of not camping weather. But, yeah, you guys can, you can get away with that. So... Now, yeah, go ahead, Jay.
Wait a second. Wait a minute, man. This is Christmas. This is a Christmas podcast. You don't lay your hat on the microphone, pal.
Well,
for those of you in the audio world out there, listen to this audio podcast. There we go. Let's talk about your hat, sir.
It doesn't fit over my huge cans.
Well, see, here's what you do: is you put the hat on, and then you put the cans over your hat.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, it looks good on you, pal.
It's
yeah,
too
you,
late
you make
now.
A good elf. Yeah,
can,
you make a good
I
elf.
Can do. I could do rapper style here. Like a mixin. Wooka.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
looking good, pal. Looking good.
All right. So this camping gear. So, because apparently nobody camps, right? I mean,
I can't find anything on the internet about camping. Nothing.
Right.
Zero.
Yeah. It's not a popular thing at all. Sorry, man. This thing is, I just literally, here. I'm do it. For those of you that are not watching this, why aren't you watching it? Because you're missing me do battle with a Santa hat. And it's like.
I think you won. That might have done it.
That's
right.
It. Looks good, pal.
Right. So camping. So holidays coming up. Some of my favorite gifts have typically been outdoors gifts. Mm-hmm. And who better to... Who better to pick some gifts than Rothmeyer, who does a lot of outdoors, real outdoors stuff? And so he put together a list. I found a couple things that were not on the list that I'm just dying to talk about.
Oh yeah, cool.
Do you have Rothmar? Do you have your list up, or do you want me to sort of read what you?
I do, but I have props too.
Awesome. He's done this before. So we saw that in another video that you can find on our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. Does anybody remember what it was called? Rothmar goes camping.
Yeah, Rothmar goes camping. Okay. I think it was the first. It's the second video. Well, we did a podcast with him, and then now that was your first video that you were kind enough to shoot for us. And
shot him himself. Yeah, shot it himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got one for you. So.
Ah.
Oh. Nice.
Okay. One for Jay. I'll mail it to you before Christmas.
Oh, it's. Yeah. I have people there that can get it to me. So you're
good.
So tell us about this device.
So yeah, basically just like a bellows, you know, like in the old days, a bellows was a little accordion looking thing you squeezed on the fire to blow in it, right?
Yeah.
But this is called a pocket bellows. And so it's very inexpensive. We'll have some links for that, right? Like under $3. And yeah, you can just extend it and blow into it this way. And it works great for starting fire.
So
or, I mean, I should say,
hi,
I should
Joe.
Say,
hi, Joe.
Blowing on the embers, getting the embers going.
Wow, that's really inconspicuous there.
I can't hear you. I got headphones in.
So you mentioned in your first video that you used that thing, that you got it as a gift, and you at first were sort of like, eh. But the more you sort of used it, the more you loved it.
Oh, absolutely, man. Especially, you know, just for the size and weight and what it'll do when you need to get that fire going. It's really works so well.
So we're gonna put. Sorry, Jay. You may have been about to say what I was gonna say.
No, actually, I was gonna talk about the material that it's made of.
Mm-hmm.
That it's supposedly a steel that won't rust or anything like that, which would indicate that it is a stainless steel of some sort.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. So just kind of a piece of advice for you folks out there that are looking for stainless steel items. There's many variations of that material, and a low nickel content is going to be a magnetic material, but the higher the nickel content, it becomes non-magnetic. So if you want to check the quality, the non-magnetic versions are extremely good and will not corrode. Just saying. Just
so bring a magnet with you to the store.
Bring a magnet.
And set off the security anti-theft sensors as you walk out, right?
Yeah,
heard it here first, everybody.
Or just go to the magnet shelf and go check it yourself.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so we'll put a link on our thing, you know, for gifts. Yeah.
So magnets. All of this stuff we're gonna put on the website in the mentioned on the podcast tab. You'll be able to click on it and buy it. These are really great gifts. By the way, thank you for mine. What's next? What do you got next?
Again, I'm kind of keeping it on the inexpensive. I had talked about this too. It's the engraved.
Oh,
you don't have to get it engraved, but I got mine engraved because it was just an option. But the pipe lighter, you know, the flame comes out the side there, so you can light the fire, not burn your fingers if it's coming out here. So I really like this one, and I know I sent the link there. So
it's refillable, right?
It is refillable. That's important. It's important to actually fill it before you go out too.
It's standard butane.
Yes. Okay. Yes. It is a pipe lighter, so it comes with these tools too. But if you're not smoking a pipe, I'm not sure if we can. You think, Keith, we could do some aftermarket sort of. Things, put a blade on this maybe.
Man, I'd rather have like a bottle opener. Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a or ooh
sure.
Ooh. Jay, you've got connections. We could send the design specs off
ooh.
To.
All
right, we need to stop talking about this on the air.
Yeah, that's let's save that for a proprietary conversation, guys.
That's a fun one.
Okay. And next.
Next we have the Lucy Light. It's a solar. Rechargeable. Plenty of different settings on it, including the blinking and the warning light. they float in the water. They recharge real nice, and they collapse down. And I want to say this is a simple model, you know.
Like, oh, that's
this
inflatable. Like this. It's air inflatable.
Correct. Yeah. Ah. So that's another thing when you're packing it. I usually actually just leave this up on my dashboard when I'm driving around.
So it charges.
And yeah, so that way.
What kind of a life expectancy out of that thing do you get from a full charge? How long can that thing illuminate? You
know,
you think?
I'm just guessing, but having it on bright, I would say probably about 4 hours.
That's not bad.
No, it's
that's not bad.
And evening, yeah.
Yeah. So hey. when you posted that, I sent you another link to another one that I found.
Uh huh. I have one on the way. Thank you.
Yeah, it's made by Luminade. Uh-huh. And it's the Packlight Hero 2-in-1 supercharger. It's a portable solar phone charger and a lantern,
yeah,
which is pretty cool, man. So I'm thinking about buying one of those myself. So
I dig it. It'll be a little heavier, but you know, yeah, with the added charging thing there, that's a really cool thing.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty neat. So I'll send that to you, Keith. We'll get that on our mentioned on the podcast as well.
So
there's another piece.
Jay, do you remember Johnny Carson?
I do remember.
Why? You remember when he would get the guy that would come on the show with the animals?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
I sort of feel like I'm impressed. Rothmeyer showed up with literally all... just he's got the... If you're not watching this on YouTube, you need to be, for this one especially, because he brought a lot of this stuff, and he's showing it to us. You can find it. Jay, how about telling everybody where they can find us since I've sort of opened that door?
Well, you did open that door, didn't you? Man, wow. First of all, you can go to our website. It's partscountyguru.com. There you can get to any podcast platform. We have a link up there. It's podcast links. Just click that. You'll find us anywhere you want. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, you name it, we're there. We're also over on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel. It's the Parts Counter Gurus. We have a link to that on our website. And then anything that we're mentioning today that we mention on this podcast that you can purchase through our website. We'll have all those links up there. And make sure that you click through, put it in your cart, and purchase it within 24 hours. Because guess what? That helps us out, guys. It's awesome.
Thank you. So, thank you, Jay. Rothmeyer, what's next? Do you have like props for all of these or just some of them?
No, that's what I was about to say. There's two items that I didn't bring because I don't own them yet, or they were just too big and I didn't want to put them back me. Like say like the umbrella, and the brand is slipping my mind right now.
It's an XL. Here, I'm pulling it up right now. It's
an XL umbrella.
Is that the brand? Yeah, Sportbrella.
Yeah, what is it? Sportbrella. Sportbrella. Yes,
yep.
If you search for Sportbrella, it'll come up. And the XL is big enough for two people to be under, maybe a little table, and then keeping your gear dry behind you too, at a little bit of an angle, you know, from your fire. And those things are so good.
Nice.
If you just maybe during your trip it rains for a couple hours, it just makes that whole thing work.
I mean, so, the cost on this thing is unbelievably low too, man. For what it is.
Are you looking at the pictures I'm looking at? They've got a couple at the beach. They're using it as a beach shelter.
Yeah.
They've got family with one of those. The boy has one of those little triangle shaped balls. What do you call those things?
A wiffle ball?
No, it's the triangle shaped one. The hat that you got on, the triangle shaped one.
The basketball?
No, it's brown.
Oh, the football.
Yeah,
the football.
That's it.
Oh, the pigskin. Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Looks like it's got a little bit of
a sporting event.
Yeah, so check this out, man. Everybody out there listening, man, this thing is neat. This thing is, it opens easily to 9 feet wide. The travel dimensions on this thing is 4x4x59 inches, and it only weighs 11 pounds. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, good
that's
enough.
That's good.
Yeah, it's
whenever
a stick.
I'm walking...
You're packing a stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I'm not backpacking with it, that's for sure, but I'll go a mile with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just off the road like what you did like a couple of weeks ago, you went like parked up on the road and was able to carry your gear down, right?
That's right.
Ground shelter
that's,
or
that's
telescoping
the,
umbrella.
That's the easy camping trip I want, by the way, Rothmeyer.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah,
Can I stay at the Hilton?
It'll be the Mountain Hilton. Hey. Yes.
It'll be the Rothmeyer Hilton.
Do you have a Rothmeyer? Do you have a roof rack on your 4Runner?
You know, not on this one. I need to put one on. That's for sure.
So if you end up with a rooftop tent, you've got to put like Hilton or Marriott or something on the side just to make it. You know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good thinking, Keith.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's why I'm here. That and to ask what the next item is.
Well, the other thing I didn't bring are the recovery tracks and or I forget what they're called, but they're basically a strap that you put around your wheel and
track grabbers. The track grabbers. Yeah.
I am lusting over those track grabbers really bad because once the snow does come in here, I think I'm going to get out in the deep snow and just slap those on before I get stuck.
All right. So the price of those things, okay, so it looks like these guys, and the brand is Track Grabber, it's TRACGRABBER. Mm-hmm. It's an easy install. Gosh, I watched a video on it. I thought, wow, yeah, man, that's just like perfect. But they range, I mean, you get a set, these are sets of four. They range in price for like a car, small SUV, looks like $60. You get up to a set of four for $89. Truck, large SUV, $114. Oversized vehicles, $150. And these are a set of four. Quick, easy straps. Now, here's my question. Now, because I've never done this, and I'm sure you have. You've gone over the passes here, right? They're like Snoqualmie and Stevens and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Are these an acceptable alternative to chains?
I would imagine not, and it will be a real bumpy ride. Chains are going to do better in kind of pack snow and that kind of thing, or the cables. But you know, if you're in deep enough snow, those aren't even going to, you know, do as well as you'd like, actually, unless you have really big, you know, the big chains.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to ask that question, because we want listeners to realize that these are more or less of an emergency type strap that's going to help you get out of a situation to get you onto the highway and out of there.
Just like those recovery tracks, for sure.
Those
exactly.
Recovery tracks are really neat, man, because God knows how many times have I put a piece of cardboard under the tires and tried to make it work. And it just didn't happen, man. So
it looks like the way these things work, for those of you that can't see these, if you think about it, we've all been stuck and your tires, as they spin, sort of create a channel or a track,
that's right,
that your wheels kind of fall down into. You put these things on the wheel, and as that wheel turns, it's now got an added, what would you call it, block, I guess, Jay, to roll the wheel up and out of that trench.
It's exactly what the name of it is and the description of it. It's basically grabbing traction with one single, you know, if you can get out, it's wide enough to give you just enough to lift you out of there and get you enough traction to get rolling.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can keep them on. You obviously couldn't do this at a high rate of speed. And again, it's obvious that it's there to get you out of a situation where you might have slid off the road or something a little bit, maybe, or just got stuck in a rut, you know.
But please, if you do try this at a high rate of speed, make sure you record it and send us a copy of the video. You can find us at partscounterguru.com. Send us a link to the video, and hey, we'll even put it on our YouTube channel for you.
That'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, or social media or whatever.
Real quick, man. Are they giving you a hard time?
A little bit, you know. It's not too bad. Just feeling a little left out.
Well, tell him to come and sit in. Say hi.
Okay. Yeah. Make me a drink and then come in. Sit in. Say hi.
The criteria is don't show up without a drink.
We will reintroduce Joe to the world, because we did introduce him in our podcast live from the Union Tavern, and we talked so much about it. You know, why not give him some love here? So, I want to talk about a Christmas gift that I have, and it is on display right now behind me.
Oh, I remember that.
Do you see those, Keith?
They look like Rainier beer cans with lights in them. Those are
awesome.
That
is correct. You are talking about an extremely rare and hard to find gift. And I must say, I'm very appreciative. So here we are right there back. I felt the mood was right. You know, why not? Right.
All right.
The rain here.
That's up. Perfect.
So
yeah.
Since we're sharing now, I've got two. Do we want to go with the funny one first or the serious one first?
Let's go with the serious one first.
All right. So we're an automotive centric channel here. We do like to cover. We're all fans of the outdoors. Hence Rothmeyer and his set of outdoor equipment. But just to make this podcast officially an automotive channel podcast, Jay, I got an early Christmas present. Let's see if I can get this on camera. It's Chemical Guys Honeydew Snow Foam Auto Wash.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
So now I got the foam blaster that it'll work with, but you can just do it straight out of a wash bucket. But it is a winter car wash. These Chemical Guys, Rothmeyer, you may not have heard of them. Jay and I are huge fans. They make really great car care products.
Yep, and if you go to our YouTube channel, I did a video on it. It's really good. I talk about the HOL 121 car wash kit that I would recommend mainly for the summertime. You can also use that car wash with the foam gun that you have, but this is specifically for the winter grind.
I'm going to use it on my RV before we take it out to the in-laws and see how it does. So, yeah. All right. Sorry. So, cool. While you're waiting on your drink, Rothmeyer, what's the next item on your list?
Again, not real expensive, but the titanium spoon with the finish, the kind of like the non-gritty finish, like this gritty, it's not great to put in your mouth, but it's important that it's this long because if you're eating freeze-dried food, you need to get all the way down to that bottom of that bag. It's kind of nice.
See, here's somebody that's actually done this can tell you why that matters. So.
And the titanium material, is it because of the lightweight? Is that why?
Yeah, it's just so lightweight. It's just a feather. Yeah.
Right.
And it's I mean, I just throw it in my fanny pack, and I've never bent it or anything like that. So.
Do you use it to like stir food in, say, like a Dutch oven or anything?
Yeah, you can use it for all that. Oh. Absolutely.
Nice. Awesome, man. And that's a good price on that. That's a Toakes, TOAKS.
That's right.
Titanium long handle spoon with a polished bowl. Right now it's only $10.95 on Amazon, man. What a steal. Thing only weighs like 0.7 ounces, man. 19 grams. Wow.
Yeah.
So
good stuff.
I've been shamed a little bit. I'm gonna go ahead and mention these guys, but I like Rothmeyer's better. Human Gear makes some stuff that is along the same lines, but it's not titanium. So they look to be there's some sort of poly, like plastic. Their big thing is that they're climate neutral, so for everything that they make, they try to offset the manufacturing footprint of that product, which I kind of like as an outdoorsy person. But they've got food containers, tubs to take your, you know, various like toiletry goo and stuff in. Definitely not as cool as the titanium spoon and not as long of a handle. I'll put a link to them up on the website, but they've got some other stuff beyond just the spoons that if you're looking for that's lightweight to go in your gear bag, it's not a bad choice. All right, what did he bring you?
Camping juice.
It's pretty cool because that Human Gear stuff, I was looking at it, man. It's like multi-tools, which is pretty cool. You know, it's pretty nice. What's going on there, pal?
Or you can just pop the whole thing out, or you can do that. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on?
How's it going, man?
Living the dream. Every day's a gift.
Yeah, man.
Yes, well, it is, man.
Nothing like owning your own bar and bringing your employees drinks, right?
He's not my employee. He's a consultant.
Ours as well. How did we win this, man? How did we win the lottery with Rothmeyer, right? You know. So camping and adult beverage needs, man. What more could you ask for?
I don't know. I think we check all the boxes.
So you have some sort of fascination with slow motion fires that we have to. What's the story behind this?
Yeah, give us the story behind.
Mike loves taking slow motion fire and sending it to me when he's camping, and it's the most obnoxious thing I think I've ever seen. Who wants to watch fire for 10 minutes?
Okay,
I mean, is that slow mo?
Is that like a being afraid of clowns kind of a thing, or I mean,
it's starting to be, yeah.
So let's give Union Tavern a plug for on the, what's your favorite social media account, Joe? Do you know off the top of your head?
We're on Facebook mostly, Facebook and Instagram.
Do you know what your Instagram tag is, or Jay? Do you know what that is?
Hold on, it's
why don't I get my Instagram person here?
Well, before you leave, hang on, you got to hear this. So I just wanted to invite everyone to send your pictures of slow motion fires to Union Tavern's Instagram feed at Jay
at local is Union Tavern local 902 is what it is.
Merry Christmas, Joe. You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Put it in my funeral. Yeah. And, hey, on TV, like a Yule log, just slow motion fire.
By the way, I will be down for drinks later.
All right. Sounds good, Jay. See you soon.
All right,
see
buddy.
See you, Joe. All right. So we completely did our best to derail your whole holiday gift list here. What's next on the list?
Something we talked about before. I just got this new one. It's a RAV power, and it's got. It's got two outputs, which I kind of like. I can charge two things at once, and obviously this is
I know what that is.
Great for camping. Yeah, and then it's got a little light on it too.
Yeah,
and, oh nice, man.
The Rad Power brand's been around. They're
right,
this
huh?
is not their first generation. No,
I wouldn't think so.
So, charger. That's a pretty big one too. Yeah.
It
you
is.
Could get a couple charges out of that
for sure.
Yeah, I tell you what, sure. man, looking at the price on that thing is $29.99.
Yeah, that's why I went that way, too.
That's a great deal on something like, I mean, it really gets you out of a situation. It's got two USB ports, flashlight, 4.5 amp max output.
So it'll charge an iPad and slow charge a mobile device, or it'll charge two mobile devices. One of them is going to get a quick charge if you've got two plugged in, but if you do... only one device, that device will get a quick charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That RAV Power makes good stuff. I've got several of their items, and they're decent.
Cool. This is another gift. I got Jay his own camping juice.
Nice.
Now, wait, you got
it's
that
not
from...
As worn, it's not as worn as mine.
I was about to say, you know, I was in a nursing home. Not me personally, but I was visiting a nursing home. last week, and the one on Rothmeyer's left there looks like something that you might have seen being used for, how do we say this politely, if you can't make it to the bathroom?
Oh, no. This is for sailing.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing.
Uh-huh.
Nah, yeah. the stains are just liquor. That's
even though they happen to be yellow, coincidentally.
I know my wife thinks it looks so gross, but I love it. It's been around since 1974, so
it's got personality, man. That's cool.
Yeah. But this stuff, it fits in a liter container too. Like if you have a liter container in your attached
nice.
To your backpack or in your fanny pack. So this, you know, Nalgene brand actually, it's really good. It seals up really well. And super affordable. And I don't know what it is. I just like the rectangle.
The rectangular shape is easier to pack. And I would much prefer that in a cooler than pretty much anything round. Well, you lose so much space with round objects in a cooler.
Mm-hmm. This is true, man. You know, when you pack to go on trips in your suitcase, I like boxes, containers that these things go into. It helps me out tremendously. So
good job defining that. I couldn't figure out what I liked about that.
Yeah.
It works, right?
Hey, man, anytime you need somebody to tell you what to think, I'm here for you.
All right. So what else we got, man? What's there's some more exciting things on here, isn't there? Yeah.
I put the Yeti tumbler on there. A mug a friend got me for my birthday, Bill. But I find just like you say, packing wise, the handle kind of gets in the way in most backpacking compartments. So it's just a little more bulky, but great. And obviously this is awesome for having your coffee warm the whole time. But this is the one if I'm not going too far. I'll bring this one out, and you know, everybody knows Yeti, and man, they, I mean, it's bulletproof, and it's gonna
well,
keep your coffee hotter than you want it, probably.
We have the one on your right. I guess as everybody's looking at it, it would be on their left. And that's my wife's. And I'm going to tell you, because she doesn't watch this podcast very often, so I'll probably be safe here. But those things can really take a beating, because she didn't earn the name Debbie Drops a Lot for nothing, man. So, they're... We have beat ours up, and it still works well and looks great. I'm a fan of them also.
Cool. I didn't set it up, but here's my chair.
Healing Arc. Yeah.
This is just, you've seen it in the video. You've seen it in the video set up, but I thought I'd show it broken down.
So in case you guys want to know, you have to go back and you have to watch Rothmeyer's first video, and there is a nice little pop-up that someone put in there when they were editing it that says, two out of the three parts counted gurus own one.
Yeah.
I'm the one that doesn't.
Yeah.
What about that?
They're super lightweight. I think I got mine as a birthday present also. Mm-hmm. They're very easy to throw in your backpack. They're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're way more comfortable than the ones that we have in our RV that are like the $15 Walmart chairs that, you know, Uncle Phil sits in one time and they're shot. You know, I mean, that's
right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good, like, it'll last you a good long time.
For sure. I've gone through a couple other brands that everybody knows of. The company's really great about returns. But, you know, I'm about 215 pounds, and I was blowing out the seams in the corners. And I brought it into the store, and they were happy to give me another one. And I was not about to go back with the second one and get it another one. So I still have it. It still works for lighter people. I loan it to lighter people. But the Helinux, I think I could definitely put on, another 40, 50 pounds and have no problems.
They're right great.
I'm not planning on doing that, though. Thank you.
Well, I might need to put on 40 pounds if I'm going winter camping with you, man. I need to load up like a bear.
So this wasn't on the list, but I also bought Jay kind of, like I did about the pocket bellows, Jay kind of poo-pooed the idea of a pillow. This is a inflatable pillow from, I actually have used this Outdoor Vitals, super affordable, and they make a really great summer sleeping bag. But this pillow, I swear, especially for, you know, guys a little older. Sorry, Jay, I'm including myself. But
yeah,
you know, this thing will get your,
man, it's all about the comforts.
And it makes a big difference.
I'm a huge fan of those also. I usually keep one in. I keep it stuffed in my backpack, like after I pulled my backpack up. And now you do need to put like a pillow slip or stick it in like a sweater or something, because it'll make some noise if you try to sleep right on it. It kind of keeps me up. And I don't fill mine all the way up. That's a personal preference thing. I don't like a super firm pillow, so I leave it about half full and it's a little squishy, but to each their own. I mean, if you like a firm pillow, then blow it all the way up. You got to get one, Jay. What do you just sleep on rocks?
Well, that's Jay's.
Is he? Oh! Because I was thinking he was going to go biblical and just put his head on a rock and
No. We Rothmeyer and I got together a few weeks back because I did intend to go camping with them over this past weekend, and had some family coming in and they decided to extend their stay a little longer, so it kind of cut into it. We had a very small window to get out there and do this, so rather than hold him back, and I wanted to give him ample notice so he could make other arrangements if needed. But anyway, we talked about some of the things that I might need, and that was one of them. We talked about that and some shoes and some pants and some socks and those sorts of stuff. Like I said, I'm a beginner, so this is going to be fun, man, when I get out there. You guys, you got to stay tuned, because we're going to record this thing, and you guys are going to be laughing at me. Wow, this is going to be fun.
So we've all been there. We've all been there. I'm just glad that it's you and not me, as I like to say. Speaking of family in for visits over the holidays, I've got something now. I actually just ran by and picked this up right before the podcast. We have given these to my sister-in-law before because I just love messing with her, and she gets super embarrassed, and that makes it all the more funny. But and if you guys haven't heard of this, you need to check it out. It's RV septic safe, although you really don't. The way that RV toilets are set up, you really don't need them. But it's called Poo Pourri. Have you guys seen the commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
So
I have a bottle of that.
You have a two-liter jug sitting
In my guest bathroom right now, yeah.
So there is nothing better for the holidays for guests, and this stuff works, man. And I don't know how. I mean, we could get pretty gross about this, but basically it helps keep the stink from... for spreading.
You don't keep a pack of matches lying around?
No, I think it works better because, okay, so here are the two flavors: Merry Spritzmas and Secret Santa. And we'll put a link to this, but it does the job.
What is the Secret Santa? Does it physically come out and go, hey? You want to hear a secret? Stink, man.
Remember how our moms would do the whole lilac air freshener spray, and you know, then they graduated to like pine trees, and I would always say it just smells like somebody took a poop in a pine tree.
Right.
This stuff keeps the smell from leaving the bowl. So that's all I'm gonna say. It's really good stuff.
It does work.
It works.
And we actually have some in the ladies' room. It's not in the men's room, but there's a drawer if you know where it's at in the ladies' room here at Union. So come on down if you got to do your business.
it's the freshest smelling place in town, guys. Good stuff. Wow.
So, I feel like
this is a bonus show today, man. I'm telling you, we are getting so much out of this.
So are we? I think that's it on the list. Or did we miss anything? Mm-hmm.
No, that's it. As far as I can tell, let's see here. Yeah, that's it.
So
like every list, though, we could keep going and going and going if you wanted. But
well,
who has the time?
I've got one, and because I was dying to talk to Rothmeier about this, and this is hopefully going to be a little bit of an interesting counterpoint.
Look at him drinking the camping juice in front of us.
You got to. Now, you've got the camp fuels burners or stoves, right? Like you've got I've seen it in your video that run on the little canisters, jet fuel.
So the jet boil.
Like I have a jet boil. Okay. So I got another one a couple years ago from a company called BioLite. And the thing that drew me to it was that it has a little USB port in it. So while the fire's burning, it creates enough power to charge a phone or a device, which is kind of cool. But they do not burn off of traditional camp fuel or jet fuel. They run off wood pellets.
I was going to say, or can you put any kind of other like small wood?
Yeah, you can walk around and just grab a bunch of sticks and twigs and throw them in there and it'll burn. Mm-hmm. And what I have taken to doing is I will go to the hardware store and they sell these giant bags, like 15, 20 pound bags of wood pellets for the wood pellet stoves. And they're super cheap. Like you can get a bag like that for $10 and it's a lifetime supply for one of these BioLite stoves for the little individuals. Now you're going to carry more weight if you do that, if you're backpacking. But if it's an in-betweener, if it's like, you know, I'm only going to walk about a quarter mile from the car, I love it because I don't have to remember, well, is this jet fuel canister full? Maybe I better grab another one. I just bring a container full of wood pellets and throw them in there and it'll burn all night.
Awesome. And do you find the charging works well?
It works pretty good. The one thing, and I was waiting for you to go there, is that the heat is not as consistent as you're going to get off of a like regulated burner. But you know, I'm patient. If I'm camping, I'm not really in a big hurry. I've got the coffee press that I can use on it. I've got pots that I can, usually I'm just heating stuff up anyway in those kind of containers. So it's fine. So it's for a sure. nice alternative. And it, one of the other things about it is, as Rothmeyer just pointed out, you can just grab anything that's combustible, like fire-wise, wood-wise, and throw it in there, and it'll burn. And if you don't, it's less waste in the end because you don't have the metal canisters to throw away with the jet fuel. I love the JetBoil stuff. I own their stuff. I just tend to use this one more because the wood pellets are easier for me.
That's cool.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Rothmeyer, why don't you speak a little bit about just some advice to people out there, especially yourself? I mean, you like to leave a clean campsite when you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this, and I know you're going to shoot a video and talk about this at some point, but you know, people like to throw cans and stuff in their fires and stuff out there. It's just not a good thing to do, is it?
Well, I think it's okay to throw a can in the fire as long as you fish it out later, because it's just not going to burn up, you know?
Right.
You know, even if you got a really huge fire going and it's a, say it's a beer can, so you got an aluminum can, almost always you got the base and the, what the heck's going on? You get the base in the top of it, doesn't make it all the way through. So just, I don't go so crazy on no trace, you know, that like, so that you couldn't have even told, you know, seen that I was there or whatever. But I just don't like leaving garbage behind. So that's one of them. And obviously bottles, and that they just, you know, they melt, but they don't burn up. And I've got some pictures of my wife carrying out two huge bags full of glass at one of our favorite places. Just people just drinking their bottles and throwing them in the fire. And it's, you know, then the floodwaters come up and it gets all washed all over the place. And it's it's a mess, man.
Yeah. Heed to the environment, guys. Don't be just leaving your junk around, you know? So good point. Good topic.
Pack it out.
We'll bring that into the forefront in a future podcast, or I'm sure you're probably already on it as far as video and that stuff. So I bet. So what else we got, Keith? You got any more gifts or anything to talk about there? No,
I think I'm listed out. How about, and I know we're getting into Rothmeyer's, like, he's got to get back to official business. Do you want to just give everybody a quick, you know, where we at, kind of how to find us and all that?
Yeah. Everybody, like I said earlier in the podcast, if, you know, as long as it didn't glitch out, you can reach us on our website at partscountofgurus.com. You can follow us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/partscountofgurus. You can follow us on Instagram. That's instagram.com/thepartscountofgurus. Go over to our YouTube channel and you can check out Rothmeyer's videos as well as our videos. I would highly encourage that you watch all of these videos because there are nice, neat, little hidden little things in there that you can kind of fish out of there that are some pretty cool information. But when you're on our YouTube channel, and that's the Parts Counter Gurus, make sure you subscribe. That subscription is free to you, but it's priceless to us. Ring that bell so you know when we're putting a video out and a podcast out there. And give us a thumbs up, man. Those likes mean a lot to us. It helps you get more of this stuff out to you. There you go. You're helping yourself. Yeah.
If there's something you don't like or there's something you want to see, leave it in the comments. We read those, usually.
Yes, we do. We try to anyway. So.
Yeah.
So that's it, man.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
Well,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks. So, we want to thank Rothmeyer for sitting in with us. Always a pleasure. Always a good time. I love the show and tell. You know, I'm envisioning you right now carrying all this stuff back out to your car. Everybody have a safe and happy holiday. Until next time, that's Rothmeyer to my left. That's Jay and way over there to his left.
I'm here somewhere, guys. Trust me.
which may be represented by a stick man. Once this goes into production, we'll find
Make
out.
Make you look good. Make you look good, man.
I'm Keith. Until next time, thanks for watching. Happy Festivus, everybody. Woo.